The uncertainty problem for markets, plus India's A-OK with buying Russian oil. I'm David Brancaccio. Although S&P futures are down 0.6% right now with 2.5 hours to go before the opening bell, that key stock index is up 4.6% for the week. That's a lot. The benchmark 10-year interest rate, 2.17%, pretty steady this morning, but it's up by 25 basis points since the start of the month. Crude oil up 1.5% now to $104 a barrel. To start last week, it was $130, but $66 a barrel after Thanksgiving. So some context there on today's numbers from markets that are set up to be forward-looking at a time of so much uncertainty. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
Markets have plenty of things to worry about right now. Chief among them, whether Russia's invasion of Ukraine escalates. Mark Lucchini is chief investment strategist at Janney. He says, in addition to the human toll,
that certainly could impose an economic hardship, certainly across Europe to a greater extent than it already has, and even on a more global basis.
And what if Russia's invasion pushes oil prices even higher? What about wheat prices? What if that makes inflation even worse? And what if that drags down the global economy?
The margin for error, given the amount of things that are sort of worrying investors at the moment, is quite wide.
While investors can bet based on their hunches about the future, the market as a whole is reacting to what's happening now. And
there's a lot of stuff happening.
That's Ian Dubecker, a finance professor at Northwestern University. Every day Russia's invasion goes on, he says.
We learn a little bit, right? We think it's, you know, it lasts at least one day longer. And so it's the arrival of information, right? It's the learning that causes prices to move.
And lately, stock prices have been moving a lot, up and down. Dubecker says that kind of market volatility means that there's a lot going on that's changing investors' minds.
We don't know. So some days we get good news, people are less pessimistic, but certainly, you know, something bad could happen tomorrow and that could bring prices back down.
People usually don't like not knowing. Investors typically react to volatility by moving money into assets they see as safer, says Winnie Caesar, global head of strategy at CreditSights.
Things like U.S. Treasury markets, investment-grade corporate credit.
That flight to safety started at the outset of the invasion. But Caesar says Treasury and corporate bond markets have been getting more volatile, too.
And what we're actually observing is that investors are just parking their cash, in money market funds, the places where they're guaranteed not to actually lose anything because of market volatility.
Caesar says that's probably going to continue until investors get back to feeling comfortable putting their money at risk. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
President Biden is set to speak today with Xi Jinping. Biden is trying to see how committed China's leader is to supporting Russia and its war. Meanwhile, Russia is finding some willing customers for its oil, which is selling at a discount amid sanctions. India is buying 3 million barrels this week, according to the Associated Press. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
David, the U.S. and European countries have urged India to spurn Russia, but it has so far rebuffed those efforts. It's imposed no sanctions, and now we're hearing about this Russian oil purchase, reportedly at a 20% discount. This is a lot more oil than India typically would import in a week from Russia, so it's a significant purchase, David.
So pleas from the U.S. and Europe asking India to abstain, not working.
Yeah, they don't seem to be. India is very dependent on imported oil. 85% of the fuel it consumes comes from outside the country, and it's the third largest consumer of energy, David, after the U.S. and China. So its energy needs are growing, and the government there has had trouble keeping up. At the same time, it's under pressure to keep prices from rising because this is a country where there's extreme economic inequality. 900 million people there don't even have access to piped running water. So you can imagine it's hard for the country's government to spurn discounted Russian oil imports when it's facing these kinds of pressures, David.
I saw India saying it's talking to Russia to buy more oil.
That's right. Just a few days ago, India's government confirmed that, right? Right now, India is a very small part of Russia's energy export business. In fact, about half of Russia's oil actually had been going to Europe. But this is what the U.S. and its European allies had been concerned about, that if they cut off Russian imports, Russia will find other suitors, David.
All right, Nova, thank you. Authorities in Australia say they're suing Facebook parent company Meta over scam advertisements on the platform. For instance, some of the ads Down Under, cheerleading for cryptocurrency, features celebrity endorsers who haven't actually endorsed the stuff. The BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney has that.
The consumer watchdog says its lawsuit against Meta is a world first. It estimates that Australians have lost more than $70 million in cryptocurrency frauds. It claims that fake adverts used algorithms to target people who are most likely to be scammed. The social media giant is accused of not doing enough to stop the ads, even after being alerted by celebrities who'd been misrepresented. Meta said it was using technology to try to block the scammers and would defend itself against court action in Australia.
Phil Mercer, BBC in Sydney. There's also word that among the companies not getting out of Russia is Koch Industries. Billionaire Charles Koch's conglomerate, the company's president Dave Robertson, said in a statement that Russian aggression is a, quote, affront to humanity. Closing Koch's glass factories in Russia still would do more harm than good, was the implication there. Meanwhile, McDonald's has closed its restaurants in Russia, but locals looking for a burger may soon be able to get to a local variant called Uncle Vanya's, it'll be called. The Washington Post reports the trademark for this emerging outfit filed late last week with a new logo that looks remarkably like the Golden Arches, turned to face east. Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Our engineers are J.C. Bold and Jessen Dueler. Our intern is Jarrett Dang. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.